This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode, How Schools Shape Health. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. When one of my kids comes home from school and tells me a classmate got sick and threw up at their desk, I immediately ask them, were you sitting close to them? Did you wash your hands a lot today? Parents are always worried about contagious diseases going around in school. Usually, kids who are sick are kept home to keep the other ones healthy. But the question is that always the best option? And how long should kids stay away from the classroom? Reporter and dad Andrew Stelzer looked into changing attitudes and school policies around this issue.
Kumiko Kawasaki may never really know where exactly it happened. Maybe here on this playground in Berkeley, California. It may have been at school, but somewhere along the way, her two children caught hand, foot, and mouth disease. Three times.
My older son actually had twice. So I was pretty familiar with how his symptoms got developed, you know, the fever, the bruises, that kind of thing.
Hand, foot, and mouth disease is a nasty-sounding virus, but it's actually pretty common, especially among young children. Over the past 5 years, Kumiko missed so much work to take care of her children when they were out sick, she's had to quit her job as a social worker and find more flexible part-time employment. This past spring, she got a call from the preschool, again. Her two-year-old was one of several new cases of hand, foot, and mouth disease in the class. She picked him up. But back at home, she didn't see any symptoms. So the next day, her husband brought their son back to school.
And the teacher asked him why he's at school.
Kumiko and her husband were following school policy. Their son was symptom-free for 24 hours, and his fever was under 100 degrees. But despite the official protocol, the teachers were nervous.
He was asked if we took him to the doctor and got the clearance about he doesn't have the disease. And then another teacher, another day, asked him the same question.
Kumiko says they felt pressure to take their son out of school. But according to pediatrician Dean Blumberg, keeping a kid home for a few days for hand, foot, and mouth disease doesn't help much to prevent its spread.
Even after they recover, the virus can still be found for up to 6 weeks in their nasal secretions and for several months in their gastrointestinal tract. And so it may be transmitted by asymptomatic children also.
The skin rash, fever, and blisters inside the mouth may be long gone, but the virus can still easily be passed on by kids playing in the same room. Dean is an infectious disease specialist. He says you'd have to keep a child home for weeks, both before and after they had visible symptoms, to really make sure they didn't infect anyone else. That's not realistic for most working families. In fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics, which Dean represents, recommends kids only be kept home for their own comfort. They offer similar advice for lots of illnesses, like pink eye, scabies, and ringworm.
There's really no study that has ever shown that excluding children who are ill, that decreases the rate of transmission and spread to others.
Dean says, in a nutshell, if your kid feels well enough to fully participate, they should probably be at school. That's a big change from a generation or two ago.
The initial policy was based on more hypotheses, and so basically what people thought made sense. Lately, it's been a lot more evidence-based.
The new rules aren't what mom Sarah Kopp expected. Her family lives in Reno, Nevada, and last year, her fourth grader came home scratching her head with, you know what's coming next, yes, head lice.
My daughter has thick blonde hair, and, you know, we would do the shampoo and then have to sit there and pick all the bugs and the eggs out, and it was really, really time-consuming.
Sarah waited until there were no bugs or nits left and then sent her daughter back to school.
And by the end of the week, she had it again.
And again. And again.
Like 8 or 9 months it went on, it was nonstop. I would just treat it, she would go to school, and it would happen again.
Sarah became convinced one of the other children in class was giving her daughter lice. And she was shocked to find out that the Washoe County School District, where she lives, doesn't require students with lice to stay out of school. Sarah says back when she was little, kids were sent home immediately and not allowed back until their heads were inspected by a school nurse.
And then I remember when someone in our class would have head lice, we would all line up outside in the sun, and the teachers and the school nurse would go through everybody's hair to make sure everybody else was clear.
Many school districts still do have that old-fashioned no-nits policy, banning anyone with bugs or eggs in their hair. But pediatrician Dean Blumberg says it turns out
lice is just not commonly transmitted in school settings. And children, once they get treated, they can go right back to school.
But mom Sarah Kopp was so frustrated, she started an online petition and gathered 6,000 signatures. She wanted kids sent home until they are treated or lice-free. The school district held firm. Their philosophy is that the need for kids to be in school outweighs any risks associated with lice. Sarah considers herself a punk rock mom, and her daughter eventually dyed her hair purple, which she believes made the lice go away. By the way, there's no medical basis for that claim. As for other parents wondering what they can do to keep their children from catching whatever's going around, the doctor says the best method of prevention, no surprises here, is to teach them to wash their hands. For The Pulse, I'm Andrew Stelzer.